hour number 10 of Rosie on the House. Well, I guess hour number 4. The 10 o'clock hour. The hour we dive deep into one specific topic. If you subscribe to our newsletter, you already know it's week. It's garages. What a great time to cover that topic. We'll be spending a lot more time inside our garages as the heat comes on. If it's not cluttered and clustered and so packed you're not even putting your vehicle in there. Well, if it is, we've got time to get that cleaned up and cleared out for the summertime and may extend your living space. It's the cheapest, most affordable way to extend your living space. It already has a concrete floor. It already has walls. It's got a big door. It's got a ceiling. We just have to make it usable, functional now. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923. And emails can be sent to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've already got Ann on the line, and we'll get to her Ann in just a moment. And there's a room for you at 1-888-767-4348. Tip number one in our article did say the obvious: get it clean. Have a garage sale. Have a dumpster delivered. Get all of that stuff out. We've got a trick we use when we're cleaning the house. If an item makes it through a massive house cleaning twice, but it is unused in those two times, Goodwill, baby. If it's not being used, just send it down the road. Goodwill it or garage sale it. There's no reason to keep stuff around the house that's not being used. But that's not a fun topic. Cleaning up is not a fun topic. So we'll move on to where we're getting into some fun stuff. The floor. Man, there are so many options available for garage floors that are just absolutely immaculate. And it's not a huge expense. And it's not something that you can't train to do yourself. Biggest trick is in the prep work. If it's an old garage, if you've got layers and layers of oil and gunk on it, if you have trash, if you've got animals that are in the garage, it's only going to be as good as the surface you're applying it to. So we want to make sure we get that floor clean, whether it takes 3 weekends to do it and scrub it, whether we have to diamond polish it, whether we have to pour a new coat on top of it. To have a fresh surface to work with. We've got to get that concrete floor clean, which, again, goes back to the cleaning topic of it. That's the most boring part of putting a new floor. If you're doing epoxy, if you're doing checkered patterns, there's people that can put in decals of sports teams into your floor. I'm not a big fan of the chip application that goes over epoxy. That gets boring to me real fast, but I will say it's a great way to hide dust. If you lived in a windy area or dust clean, that it does hide the cleanliness of your floor quite well. There's a couple great places you can go take a look at these. Downtown Phoenix, I don't believe they're going to be open much longer. I think they're open until only 11 or 12 on Saturdays, but you've heard us talk about Cohill's Building Specialty for years and years. The entire showroom is just one type of concrete coating floor system to the next, to the next, to the next. A lot of great options there. You can find out when their next training session is. It's primarily for contractors, but as a homeowner, you can go down there and sit in as well. Outside of Cohill's, there's Marville Masonry. You can find, I think they've got 4 in Phoenix, 1 in Tucson, Border Marville. They have 1 in Border and Flagstaff. A lot of great products for concrete coatings and getting that floor up to par. It really makes the difference to the rest of the improvements you can make to your garage, getting that epoxy floor coated. And we'll cover those other improvements as we throughout the remainder of this hour's broadcast. But we're going to take a couple calls right now, starting with Ann. Ann Gilbert, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. I have enjoyed some family weekend time and let my waffle iron sit on my solid surface counter, and apparently the heat over a number of years has cracked the glue or the adhesive, and now I have a crack in the Corian, and having a real hard time finding someone that will help us put that back together, or is it something we can do ourselves?
I don't know of a do-it-yourself repair. In fact, and when you say the glue adhesive, is this where the piece of Corian was glued together for a large?
Yes, it's the island, and it has cracked. I heard it as, you know, one morning we just heard the crack, and sure enough, you know, one half of it has dropped, just that fraction of an inch, but, you know, it makes, you know, food get in there, and and it's only going to get worse, I'm sure, over time once you have that break in that seal. But so maybe it's a big island, so it might be a bigger project. But
well, I'm a lot more hopeful now that it's a crack on a fabricated line. If it was a crack through the actual Corian itself, I don't know that there's a solution to that because it's a full acrylic system. But the fact that it's a joint where it's been glued together, I would imagine that even if they just need to make a precision saw cut right through that and re-glue it inside, on site. Now, we don't have in our contractor referral network someone that currently does Corian. Mike Holt, that used to run Performance Solid Surfaces, retired, and we've not found a replacement for somebody that services Corian. But it's a DuPont product. And I went to their website, and I've got two names for you. We'll get you off air because I'm not familiar with either one of these companies. They're luckily for you, they're both in the Southeast Valley. One's kind of in the Ahwatukee area, and the other one's out in Gilbert off of the 60. So they're the two that are in the Phoenix metro area. In fact, the only two in the whole state that are on DuPont's website as authorized Corian dealers are those two close to you. Looking at their information, they've both been in business a long time. One of them's license was issued in 95. The other one's license was issued in 05. So they both have a good work history. We'll get you their contact information off air just because, I don't know them. But hang tight. We'll make sure and get that information to you. They're a great countertop. They last a long time. And because it's a mixture that's poured all the way through, you know, one of the selling points of Corian was you can sand it and get a brand new finish look over and over and over again. So you've got years of use that you'll get out of a Corian countertop. Was their big selling point. Now that it's not nearly like your granites or zodiacs and these natural stone looks, but it's not a bad investment. I would venture to say I did not ask her. She said over the years she's probably had that 15 or 20 years, and if we can get it glued back together, there's no reason to think we couldn't get that another 10 or 15 out of it. As we're going through our talking points and garage conversions, making it a usable living space, you got to look at the obvious as cooling it. And a lot of people, when a home's being built, their builder will give them an option. Do you want insulation over the attic? Do you want to insulate the walls? Do you want an insulated garage door? And you know, at the time, a lot of people will opt out of those because you're getting near the end of the building. Those aren't fun things to put your money in, whether the stereo system, the kitchen countertops, upgraded appliance. You know, those are fun, shiny things to you want to spend any remaining budget on. A lot of people don't see the value in insulating the garage while it's being built. But if you're in that process, or if you're looking to build a home in the future, that is investment that will pay for itself year over year over year, especially when you go to try and cool it. There's no point in trying to air condition a space that's not insulated. I mean, that is just going to suck a ton of money. It's a horrible waste of energy. And it can be done so affordably in the building process. But if you didn't do it, go ahead and get those things done. We can do foam injections. We can do spray-in applications. We can get in the attic and put more cellulose up in the rafters, get it up to an R39 that matches the rest of the house. When it's time to go to a garage door, make sure you get an insulated garage door. You can go put foam panels on the interior. Not a great look, but that'll get you by for the meantime. Once you've got everything insulated, now you can start looking at ways to cool off your garage. There's a evap cooling is the obvious, and we've talked about evap cooling garage for years. There was a specific product line called the Slim Wall. We actually have one on our workshop, and I put one on my home when I built back in 04. Great options, but with the with the technology that's come with the mini splits, I don't think I'd ever put an evap cooler back on, even though I do like the evap cooling feel. But you know, you've got to run a water line. You've got now your maintenance of your evap cooling with the pads and cleaning those resources. It's just a headache. And when I build and when I get done with a project, I like to do it from a maintenance free mindset. I don't want to build something I'm constantly going to have to be tinkering with to keep it in good working condition and to get it maximized to its efficiency. So I would go mini split option, no question about it, if you have that in your budget. A Slim Wall, if I remember right, you're looking at around $600 for the evap cooled Slim Wall. A mini split's going to cost you a couple $1,000, but it's going to be such an efficient way. We're actually working on building a tack room out at the Whitman Plantation, and it's going to have a mini split in that to keep all of our leather saddles and tack from getting up to however hot it gets when it's unair conditioned right now. I haven't tested it, but man, it's well over 100